Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A., we're seeing it in Chicago, we're seeing that in New Orleans, because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gasoline prices continue to go in the wrong direction. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
Another problem running into the attack on fossil fuels, the airport serving northern Nevada, Reno Tahoe International Airport, faces a shortage of jet fuel that could force cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada Democrat leaders Governor Steve Sisolak, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, and Jackie Rosen put out a press release saying the shortage is unacceptable. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation, and so I think rightfully we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant, and I think as they said, and I would tend to agree, that this virus came from the laboratory. whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now all the credible scientific information looks like it was a leak from a laboratory and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Annalisa Pisak is with us. She is the New American staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns. Annalisa, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation with you as we continue to keep to the forefront here. What the heck happened in November? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House, has commissioned a special committee to look into 1-6, January the 6th, what happened there. But, I would agree with the minority leader is that you have to look at, taking one day... And not looking before or after and bracketing and really having a full context of what happened and not looking into what happened in November, what happened with the election, because all this is related to me is rather short-sighted, don't you think?
Yeah, and they're picking and choosing, of course, what they want to investigate. I think if we don't investigate what happened in the election, we are going to lose this country. I don't think that's an exaggeration, and I am kind of paraphrasing the words of Donald Trump, who spoke out recently about the irregularities that are surfacing in Georgia now, but it's true. And if we can't have free and fair elections or trust that we are having free and fair elections, we don't have a United States of America, and it doesn't matter if you're the Democrat or a Republican. So I guess my question is, why are we even having a discussion about investigating the fraud? There is clearly fraud. It is evidenced in the audits, but it's also been evidenced way back before 2020. I mean, we were looking at this stuff in 2016. So to your point on January 6th, I feel like January 6th is just a complete double standard because we're not even having GOP representation on that committee. There shouldn't be a committee. But back to the election, I think that...
The thing is that, to me, Nancy Pelosi should recuse herself because of the position that she was in. She was in charge of the Capitol Police. She needs to be, her leadership needs to be investigated because there were, as you look, and just even on a cursory view of what happened in January 6th and what didn't happen, when they knew reports, the general consensus is they knew at least 3 weeks prior that there were going to be a lot of people descending, you know, on the Capitol. And why do you think they were descending? I mean, this wasn't going to be a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa event. This was going to be an event that drew, you know, like-minded conservatives that said, what the heck happened in November? You know, some have said, oh, they wanted to, you know, change the results. They were asking questions. They knew instinctively it wasn't their power. They're not going to change the results. I mean, you're going to have like some sort of coup from a million people, a million citizens overwhelmed by the military, Capitol Police and what have you. Like they're going to change the results of the election. No, it's like, look, we're questioning. We're asking legitimate questions about the election. And I'm not sure that it's the federal government's, you know, premise to take over and say, hey, look, this is really, it behooves these individual states who are responsible to make sure that what they certify is legitimate. That is the problem. I think we're being unrealistic to think that on a federal level, the federal government can come in because they come in with a one size fits all. And their answer is, oh, let's come up with H.R. 1 and let's federalize the whole voting. That'll fix it. I mean, in a lot of ways, you came pretty close to federalizing the election. That was the problem to begin with. After all these Democratic lawyers went in and they bull rushed even these Republican states and they folded all in the name of COVID and they gave us this confusing mess that we call a 2020 election.
Yeah. And under the Biden administration, you know, it's a thought crime to believe that the election was stolen.
Yes.
There are people sitting in jail, in prison, in solitary confinement, who their greatest sin, their greatest crime is not recanting their assertion that the election was stolen. What does that tell you about the government that is in control right now? And it tells you a lot. They are about power. It's totalitarian. You know, this is not off topic exactly, but I was just trying to learn of the life of my great-grandmother recently, great-great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. And she died over 50 years ago. But I have to go through so many hoops to prove my relationship to her. It's astonishing.
Oh, wow.
And then here we are, and people are, you know, whining. Our president is saying that it's suppression for people to present ID to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, this is madness, what we are living through right now. And if they don't investigate the election, we have no country left. That may sound like an exaggeration. I don't think it is. I think this is a very dire time, and we are on the brink of losing this country.
Yeah, we're Venezuela, we're Cuba, and we see what's happening right now in Cuba. We see the response here in the United States. I say, look, you know, this ought to be a field trip for all the college campuses and high school, you know, history teachers. Take the kids down to Calle Ocho in Miami. Have them talk to the people. Find out really what happens under totalitarian type governments that become Marxists and communists in the process. Give them a true education of what it is, and let's see how many of them come back and say, oh, yeah, let's make America a Marxist nation.
I don't think many of them would be saying that. You know, I've talked to the younger folk. I was involved in my community here, and I had a really, I think, productive conversation with a 16-year-old who feels firmly that the founder's vision for this country is flawed. And he could give me no reason for that except that he believes that there is racism. He is of mixed race. And but he, when I asked him, so where do you think we should go from here? What's next? He says, I said, do you think it's socialism? Do you think it's communism? And he said, no, those things would be terrible, which is good that he said that. But then I said, well, so what are we supposed to do? You want to burn down the foundations? You want to dismantle everything that we've done in over the last 245 years? What, they don't have a plan. That's the
yes.
point.
Right.
The idea is just, we'll just get rid of it. And then what? What do we do from here?
Let's just burn everything down. And you have no job. Industry now is moved out of your residence, out of your neighborhoods, because you keep going and pillaging and wiping out their industry. And so, like, they want to stick around and hire you or hire your children down the road after they've been so abused. It reminds me when, during the Watts riots, I was in Los Angeles, and they were interviewing people that had burned down, their neighborhoods. And at one point, the anchor asked the person, says, well, what are you going to do now? He says, well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to call it a night. It's 11:30. It's late. I'm going to go to bed. And the guy next to him says, you idiot. You just burnt your house down.
Truly.
Annalisa Pisek is with us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Annalisa after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fresh old-fashioned independent. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery. I'll give you that. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you fresh and independent, as we say, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The New American staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns. Annalisa Pisak is here reporting on, you know, what's going on with this Arizona audit. We were talking off air that, you know, it is amazing. You know, you've got so much effort, Annalisa, from people that want to get to the truth of the matter and find out what the heck happened on this election. This is the number one question people have. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, we're going to have a 1-6, you know, commission. Let's look at January 6th. Well, if you're going to look at January 6th, you got to look at everything involved with what happened in January 6th, because after everything is said and done, and I've been saying, look, we're you know, we got people in jail, as you mentioned, which, you know, this is so disgusting that we have everyday citizens, some in solitary confinement, for goodness sakes. And, you know, for going into the Capitol, when you see on video, and we've got, what, thousands of hours of video that we still haven't seen that is being kept from us. But of the 10,000 people that was estimated, according to the Capitol Police, that descended on the Capitol, 800 went inside. I don't know how many actually were invited by the Capitol Police, but we see them on tape inviting them in. We see the video of them walking in, in Monument Hall like they were on some sort of guided tour. I mean, several months earlier, if it had been Black Lives Matter or Antifa in that building, you'd have seen statues busted up, things being, you know, all kinds of damage. And out of that situation, again, my question remains, how much damage was done actually to the Capitol on that day, on 1-6, versus the damage that was done by Black Lives Matter and Antifa during the previous months when they tried to burn down a church? They brought down statues and monuments and that, and they were rewarded with asphalt mural that they could paint Black Lives Matter on the main road on Pennsylvania Avenue leading to the White House, right? And here we are, conservatives, because they made the big mistake of voting for Trump or supporting Trump. They end up in jail, and some of them are being charged with crimes that could lead to many years of jail time.
Yeah, and some of their greatest crimes are simply for trespassing or being on the grounds. I know of people who were outside the Capitol who spent days in solitary confinement. They weren't even inside. They were simply reporting from outside the building. It is outrageous. And I would hope that more GOP leaders would be standing up and speaking out and demanding that these people be released or treated fairly, because they're being treated like terrorists.
Well, I've been asking repeatedly, where's Donald Trump on this?
Well, that's a great question. I've asked myself the same, and I think maybe it would be worse if he got involved, but it is a great question. Why is he not speaking up? He did say, I've heard him speak about it recently, but you'd think that he could have more influence than we are seeing, because these people are being treated inhumanely. And
exactly.
Even the Democrats have come out and said that. I think it was Senator Elizabeth Warren who said, you know, solitary confinement is an inhumane practice. And of course it is. But why is she saying it? And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Republican side has been somewhat outspoken. But other than that, we've had very few voices talking about this. Mm-hmm. And the media, of course, isn't going to cover it.
Well, of course not. And then we find out, oh, yeah, by the way, I mean, because we know this whole deal. There was so much about it. And I had friends that were there that day, and they're questioning, wait a minute, you know, they had people that were not dressed like anybody that goes to a regular Trump campaign. So, obviously, that whole deal had been infiltrated. We find out where a DEA agent who, you know, is being charged with trespassing, to your point, on 1-6, you know, he's been arrested and subjected, and he was brought in and encouraged to be there by an FBI informant. And we're starting to realize that, wait a minute, how much was the FBI involved in kind of, you know, fanning the flame here? And, you know, this is not far out. This is not conspiratorial. The FBI has been known to do this time and again. And are we going to find out, you know, how many FBI agents had infiltrated this whole situation and really, you know, revved up, you know, the activity of these people to the point that, you know, it looked like terrorist act, you know, domestic terrorism and the worst thing that, you know, ever happened, you know, according to Chuck Schumer. You got to be kidding.
It's the Civil War, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
But, you know, the truth is one person died that day, and it was, regardless of what the mainstream media will tell us, it was Ashley Babbitt, who was a Trump supporter. If you watch that footage, you will see that, like you said, the police are kind of milling around. People are taking selfies, and she goes down. And we still, to this day, I don't believe we know to this day, or maybe just recently we've found out who this officer is.
Mm-hmm.
He was not identified. I mean, it's a flagrant double standard. Mm-hmm. That we are, the world we are living in, there are just double standards, and this administration is getting away with it. Fauci
right.
gets away with it.
Exactly.
All his emails uncovered. What's happened to him? Nothing.
Right. Oh no, he's still on TV. He's still speaking like an authority. But going back to your point about Ashley Babbitt, I mean, supposedly the Capitol Police officer was a specific guard for Chuck Schumer, is what I've heard. And amazing that we don't hear the name. But what was brought to light and that people do not understand is that you have the United States of D.C. It's a whole separate country, the way it's operated, who's in charge there. This is why I'm saying, and people did not even realize, that Nancy Pelosi is in charge of the Capitol Police. So she has a lot of say as to what happened, what didn't happen in the planning, what was ignored, and what's been happening since. And this is why she didn't want Jim Jordan or Jim Banks on that committee, because they were going to drill down and ask these questions, because you need before, during, and after questions coming into place. And this is why I'm saying, look, if you're going to go through all this exercise, it's going to cost us millions of dollars. Okay, well, let's invest it in something worthwhile, and you've got to do a full forensic of January 6th, because January 6th didn't just happen because it was January 6th. What was the causal relationship? What caused January 6th to happen?
Well, people obviously were very upset about what happened on the night of November 3rd. We were all there. We mm-hmm. saw when the map suddenly changed the next morning from Republican red to Biden blue. And we had just seen the night before that Trump was ahead by so far ahead. And then these states stopped counting. And we're all scratching our heads saying, what is going on here? This has never happened. But it's like so much if 2020, things that have happened this past year have never happened. And we are now in uncharted territory with this election integrity issue. And basically, you know, what do we do going forward? Will there be a decertification if the audits find provable evidence? I would say we have the evidence, and that they have to be brought before some kind of grand jury, and there has to be indictments, and they have to work. The House and the Senate will have to come together and find a resolution. You know, there's nowhere in the Constitution that a rule is set up for what we are facing.
Exactly.
So we have to look to what I've been told. You know, we have to consider things like the 10th Amendment and the enumerated and unenumerated powers of the Constitution that allow the states to make these changes.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the bottom line of all this, Annalisa, let me ask you, did a crime occur on November the 3rd or leading up to November the 3rd? And what many believe is that indeed there was criminal activity. Well, if there was, and this criminal activity resulted in an outcome of the 2020 election, then yes, it's all determinative.
Well, absolutely, there was a crime. there have been many crimes, and the crimes are continuing to be committed, and this is something we have to look at, we have to resolve.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now, and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Be that revival yourself. Be a revival of one. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez again. Our gratitude to Annalisa Pisek with the New American, you know, coming on and talking about what's going on with, you know, the count here. The Arizona audit, the latest, is 74,000 unaccounted for ballots. I mean, we keep hearing stories out of Georgia, out of Arizona. I mean, are we going to come to this decertification point where we realize, wow, we've made a mistake, these numbers are wrong, or are we going to come to the point to say, you know what, and I got to tell you this, I resent the argument that there's not enough there, there's not enough, okay, well, you know, we'll give you that number, but there's not enough to change the election. That's not the point. This isn't about changing the election. The point is we've got to get this right, you know, on behalf of the American people, on the behalf of, you know, not just the American people now, but for, you know, our founding, for all those that died for freedom and died for, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, these aren't just, you know, casual words. This is foundation to this free republic that we enjoy. Otherwise, we're sold out. And we're no different than these other third world countries. When we hear about the, you know, elections that they have, how things are rigged, and, you know, the people just kind of give up and they just go through it because, look at, they've appointed a king and he's going to get his way no matter what they do. They have no say until all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, like what you see happening in Cuba. And, of course, it's further manifested here in the United States on Calle Ocho down in Miami, where, you know, friends and family are there. And again, I think this is an excellent learning opportunity for our kids. It's like, look at field trip. Get the buses of the schools. Get college campuses. I mean, you know, better than spring break. Go down and find out about how governments work and go talk to the people on Calle Ocho. Okay? In English, Spanish, and find out the real story, the real history of what happens when you embrace Marxism and socialism. It's all right there. Learning opportunity, you know what? And you don't even have to go and buy an expensive history book or anything like that. And who cares about classroom credits? Just go down there, because more important than classroom credits is the future of the country that you are going to be a part of here, that you are a part of now, and that you will be running. Patrick Wood is with us right now. He is the technocratic expert. He's been on, I mean, gosh, Patrick, we've been talking, you know, you and I for 12 years about technocracy. And, you know, of course, well before then, I mean, for 30 years, 30 plus years, this has been a passion and a focus. And you have been sounding the alarm to the American people and to the world that globalism is a coming.
Globalism has arrived.
Yes, now. Yeah.
And the whole COVID debacle has really brought this out, has brought it to the forefront. A lot of people in America now are all of a sudden understanding that there really was a fifth column of actors behind all of the, you know, the other front groups, if you will, that are trying to destroy bits and pieces of America. And these technocrats now are asserting themselves all around the globe. It's absolutely incredible to watch the stories pour in from all over, from Australia, from Great Britain, from France, from Germany, you name it. The same thing is happening everywhere. This is a global revolution that's taking place right now, mm-hmm. not merely limited to the United States. That makes it even more concerning.
Well, and the thing is in America, as around the world, many people are being left unarmed. I mean, it's like they've just suspended their own intellect, and it's like this is a perfect storm for the globalists, because, as you say, it's you know, it's like the net has been set.
It has, and you know, this whole thing is driven by fear. Fear has long been known by tyrants and totalitarians, that fear is the primary driver if you want to get people to suspend their brain, if you will, for a time. Mm-hmm. Just put them into a state of fear. And this is, we've seen this play over and over and over again for the last 30 years. If it isn't one thing, it's another thing.
Right.
They finally got traction with COVID, with medical, mm-hmm. you know, medical emergency. And they spun it up, they ginned it up, to scare the crud out of people all around the world. And there were other things that happened, too, like the United Nations enforced all the treaties and agreements and MOUs and stuff with the various nations to kick into place their medical response teams. But it put the fear into the people, and literally they just checked out their brains. Oh, we better do anything government tells us to do. And they have, and now we're, you know, the protests are breaking out all over the planet. I'm stunned, mm-hmm. Honestly, at the hundreds of thousands of people that are taking to the streets out in countries other than the United States
right.
so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, sadly, the people in other countries have seen this movie before. And, you know, they've lived through how many generations of, you know, the same movie, different actors, but the plot's still the same, and the end game is still the same. And so they've wised up by experience. But yet, you know, fortunately, I guess on one hand, Patrick, as good as the globalists are, in some respect, they're really not that good. Because, you know, even though the net is set, And, you know, there are things here that you could look at and just say, you know, we're done for. There's some loose ends that they can't, you know, tie down. And I think what they're underestimating is the will, particularly of the American people. But the American people need to follow the example of these other, you know, freedom lovers around the world that are standing up against these totalitarianists.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And I would that Americans would really stand up and fight this nonsense that's going on. I think it's probably percolating right now, but it hasn't reached critical mass. It's going to, or else we're just going to sink into the dustbin of history, and everybody's going to yawn. I don't know.
Right. Well, this is why Nancy Pelosi has got her narrative out there that we're all domestic terrorists. And what are they marking as domestic terrorists? I mean, they've got the technology, and they've got all the... you know, all the taglines, all the words and everything. In fact, recently there was a discussion by a IT expert as to what they determined to be, you know, a warning signal and, you know, something that would be identified as the domestic terrorist. And anybody that used the word patriot or conservative is being regarded in their, you know, in their orbit as being domestic terrorists. I mean, think about it.
Yes, you know, this is the propaganda that's coming out of every organ of communication in America right now, social media to other corporate organizations that are censoring free speech is coming out, of course, big media like, you know, never before. Mm. And the propaganda is a clue that there's a revolution underway.
Right.
Because always in every revolution in history, in the modern history, the first thing the revolutionaries do is they take over the media and they institute their own propaganda campaign. This is what's happened in America. We're like the frog that got boiled in water.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This is what's happened here, Bill. Mm-hmm. And they've taken over the media narrative, and they're pumping out this propaganda nonstop. They're gaslighting everybody they can. Basically, the whole earth is under this right now. But they're gaslighting everybody to say, no, you're not really seeing what you're seeing. It's something different.
Right.
And too many people are believing it, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Inflation, meflation, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's all going to go away. And they come up with another word for it. You know, it's just transitory. You know, it's just visiting. It's going to be gone, you know, kind of thing. I mean, it's so absurd. I mean, to the point, you know, Patrick, what, you know, you know, people say, well, we're hoping to go to, you know, to normal. We want to return to normal. What is normal?
That's right. There is no normal coming back, I'm afraid, and whatever normal is moving forward, it depends on the reaction of the American people, for us at least. And right now, it's pretty dim. We need to really activate a lot of people in America and say, get up off your duff and get out and start making a stink.
Well, they got to understand, you know, when Lindsey Graham called them out for their desire, insatiable desire for power and control, he really meant it, and that's a powerful force.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, checking the time right now, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Patrick Wood is with us right now. We're continuing our conversation about the globalist revolution renewing attacks, aims to end free speech. Patrick, of course, known as the technocratic expert. Really, this is what it comes down to, Patrick, is this is the modern god of big tech, as I was talking with another doctor and attorney a couple of weekends ago, you know, she was very passionate in describing, you know, this religious fervor. She says, don't be fooled. I mean, the left, the progressives, are approaching this in a very religious, you know, passionate sort of manner. I mean, what they believe in terms of how they can say to us, I mean, they say to people on the right, they're evil. And they say this with conviction, and this is their worldview. But what it comes down to, and they're not about to have this discussion, is, okay, well, who is your God? Who is it that determines that something is evil?
Well, you know, Bill, all wars in history have been connected in one way or another to a religious base. And some of the worst wars in history, of course, have been openly religious. Anybody who's studied world history knows exactly what we're talking about here. But in this case, the religion of technocracy is hiding in plain sight. It's scientism. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to admit that they are bought into the religion of scientism. But this makes science into a god, and it makes the engineers and scientists who come and tell us what science says, the priesthood. This was philosophized back in the early 1800s by a French philosopher, and this is exactly what's happened today in society. These people who view science as a god and exclude every other form of truth or source of truth in the world, including biblical truth, of course, including philosophy, and excluding philosophy, and any other means of, determining truth about the universe, about man, and so on. they say science is the only authority that there is, and they are controlling of what science says.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most dangerous religious proposition that the world has ever seen before. And it's coming on us. This is what's driving these people. And it's no wonder that it's violently showing itself now as being anti-Christian. Just look at the churches that are being burned across Europe now. It's incredible.
Right.
It's finally showing its teeth as being anti these other groups, especially in Christianity in particular. But, you know, people need to understand this. This is a religious war, very much so. And scientism is a religion that you need to study to find out what it's all about.
And the thing that's amazing about this is that even the most legitimate or maybe even the most illegitimate scientists will agree they don't have all the answers. But yet they're purporting themselves as the God of this modern era, as if they know the answers. So, okay, who are you going to follow? You're going to follow the scientists who don't know all the answers. Obviously, in this era of COVID, I mean, like, they've had everything right? I don't think so. Between, you know, lying and covering up, there's just some things they just don't know, and that's become quite obvious. So what kind of God, what kind of value do they have as a God versus the God of the Bible, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who has spelled out what was going to happen, and we know through his word and what has been documented that at least two-thirds of what he said is going to happen has happened. And so as I ask people, I go, if he's batting 1,000% with 67% of what God said was going to happen, what are the chances that that batting average is consistent to the very end for the final third?
Well, that's right. But, you know, science is a god to these people.
Mm-hmm.
They will admit that they don't know everything only because science hasn't revealed it to them yet.
Right.
They have faith in science, that science will at some point provide all the answers for humanity and mankind in the future and outer space travel and whatever it is. Science is able to provide all those things, even if it hasn't yet provided it and they don't quite understand everything. They still defer to science as being correct, even though science hasn't revealed itself yet. I know that's twisted thinking. But honestly, this is how they think, Bill.
Well, but the thing is, Patrick, see, if you live in the world, if your world is, in your own estimation, is better without God, hey, that's the bullet that fits your gun. You know, that, hey, you can, you just keep on using that. That's fine. You know, sadly, you know, I feel for you because you're foolish and you're perishing because there's too much other evidence to tell you differently. But look at your heart's been hardened and that's the way you want to believe. And it's not my job. It's not my job to convince you otherwise. And, you know, I pray that your eyes would be open up to the truth, that you would not continue on this destructive path and that you would be inhibited in every way possible, not to have a parade of followers who think like you do, that think that, you know, life is grand without God. Because if there's no God, you know, pedophilia, human trafficking, drug usage, all this destructive behavior, you can embrace it all you want, and there's no consequence, there's no big deal. But, you know, even in scientific terms, in order to get there, Patrick, there's a lot of evidence you have to ignore to insist that you're right.
Oh, absolutely. You have to, and you have to ignore not only the proven lessons of history, you have to, you have to completely ignore common sense, mm-hmm. which isn't very common anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, completely throw out all of the known science about certain things. And you know, the whole COVID thing has shown us that, you know, the medical discoveries over the last 100 years, let's say, have been virtually completely discarded in some cases. And say, oh, no, that's all wrong. We've got better answers now. You see, this is the priesthood hearkening unto the God of science, which seems to change his mind on a frequent basis, right?
Right. Well, of course, and they're operating behind the curtain with the Wizard of Oz. They're making up these stories and the whole deal, and the other thing is, of course, they're covering, you know, their priesthood rear ends for the errors that they have willfully committed, because the fact of the matter is this whole gain of function, you know, Patrick, I've been saying this, and don't ask me how I know, because I'm not a scientist, but it's just, you know, logic and common sense, as you say, takes you to that belief. This whole gain of function is just a fancy way of accommodating biological warfare, because it's a fine line between, you know, understanding a virus, but you're understanding a notorious virus that could be used in biological warfare. So, I mean, you're dancing with the devil, somehow thinking that you're not going to be the effect of that dance.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, Anthony Fauci has said before Congress that that they're attacking him. They're not really attacking him, even though they're taking shots at him. He says, "You're not attacking me. You're attacking science," which is absolutely ridiculous.
How dare you attack the God of science, right?
That's exactly right. It's very clever. It's a very clever religion that kind of is a pseudo example of Christianity in a way. But doesn't that make sense that the pseudo Christ, once he appears upon the earth, will practice a pseudo religion that looks very much like what God has instituted with the Bible and with Christianity?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is all preconditioning, and this is where people need to wise up and see what's coming out. As a dear friend of mine in California pointed out, he says, "Bill, you always have the illegitimate before the legitimate. There will be the false Christ before you have the real Christ." We get this. And so just like right now, how much illegitimacy is given its way into the culture? But people need to pause for a moment, Patrick, and I know this is what you've been warning about, and I'm with you on this, is that we have to keep our eyes open for the legitimate. If we sacrifice our very lives, our heritage, our legacy, our families to the altar of this modern God, heaven help us. Because what's going to happen? I mean, there's no saving this next generation, Patrick, because then they will be easily duped, because we've allowed the conditioning to take such a deep root that it's going to be so easy for these people.
Yes, and I hasten to add, this is the first global delusion in history that I can find, where the entire world is deceived and deluded. And the difference between deception and delusion is, a person who's deluded persists in the deception even after it's been exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is what's happening around the planet. I've never seen a global delusion like this before. And this is just further evidence that there is a huge spiritual battle going on, because this is talked about in the Bible. Very clear. Exactly. It's prophesied in the Bible that there will be a global delusion in the end. And this may not be the final delusion, but the fact is it's at least a precursor of the final delusion that will completely deceive all of mankind.
Pretty wild stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, what this all points to, Patrick, is soon and very soon. I mean, we're coming to the final chapter here, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to take these things serious. I mean, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the God of the scientist, the false God, or are you going to serve the real God? This is the question that's before humanity, and you bring up an interesting point. I mean, this is a globalist delusion. I mean, this is universal. And there has to be a reason and a plan behind all this. And as we know, the Almighty Planner is in full control here, Patrick Wood.
He still is. That's exactly
Amen.
Right. Know how
Amen.
The story ends.
You got it.
But
thanks for being with us, buddy. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our next
Bay support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.